Chapter 2. The Circus. The plane took off, and Lemus looked out of the window as West Berlin disappeared beneath him. Mundt had won. Lemus was leaving Berlin without any agents in East Germany. There had not been any agents when he arrived in Germany, and he had recruited them all himself. Now, he was leaving in the same way as he had started. And this was all because of Hans-Dieter Mundt, the head of operations in the East German Secret Service. Mundt's agents had killed all of the agents that Lemus had recruited. Lemus knew that he had failed, and it was the end of his career. The air hostess brought Lemus a whiskey. She thought he was an interesting-looking man, with his grey hair and brown eyes in a handsome, bony face. She thought he was around 50, and this was about right. She thought he was single, which was half true. Long ago there had been a wife. Somewhere there were teenage children who were given money by their father, paid from a bank in London. He looked like a man who could make trouble, a man who was not quite a gentleman. The taxi stopped outside a grey government building in Cambridge Circus. Lemus nodded to the man on the reception desk at the circus, the British Overseas Intelligence Agency, and went to the head of the agency's office. Control shook hands with Lemus.
"You must be tired," he said. "Please, sit down."
Lemus sat down opposite a small electric fire. Control was smaller than Lemus remembered, but he still wore his old black jacket. Today it was cold, and Control was wearing a brown sweater under the jacket. Control behaved in the way that he always behaved, like a gentleman who knew he had to be polite. But Lemus knew Control was not really interested in him. Control took a packet of cigarettes from his desk and gave one to Lemus. Then he sat down opposite him. There was a pause, and then, finally, Lemus said,
"Remek's dead."
"Yes, I know," replied Control. "I suppose it was that woman who betrayed him."
"I suppose so."
Lemus did not know how Control knew about the woman.
"Mundt had him shot," Control added. "And how did you feel? When Remek was shot, I mean."
Lemus shrugged.
"I was bloody angry," he said.
Control looked at him through half-closed eyes.
"Didn't you feel more than that? Weren't you upset?" he asked, thoughtfully.
"Yes, of course I was upset," said Lemus.
"Did you like Remek?" asked Control.
Lemus shrugged.
"I suppose so," he said.
"How did you spend the night after he was shot?" asked Control. "What did you do?"
"Control," Lemus said angrily, "why are you asking me these questions?"
Control continued to talk thoughtfully.
"Remek was the last agent," he said. "There was the girl they shot outside a cinema, then the man in Dresden, and some others who were arrested. Then Paul, Virek, Salomon and Lenzer. And finally Remek. That is quite a lot of people. I wondered whether you'd had enough of your job."
"What do you mean, enough?" asked Lemus.
"I wondered whether you were tired, burnt out."
Lemus was silent.
Then at last he said, "You must decide."
When Control spoke again, it was in the same thoughtful way.
In our jobs, we don't care about each other, do we? But we aren't like that, really, are we? I mean, we can't be out in the cold all the time. We have to come in from the cold. Do you see what I mean?
Lemus understood. He sat silently again. Then, when he spoke at last, he said, Control, tell me, what do you want me to do?
I want you to stay out in the cold a little longer, said Control.
Lemus said nothing, so Control went on.
In our work, we do bad things so that ordinary people can sleep safely in their beds, don't we?
Lemus nodded.
And since the war, our methods have become quite similar to the methods of the other side,
Control continued.
But of course, we use these methods for the right reasons. We have to be as ruthless as them, even though our government's reasons are better than theirs.
What is he saying? Thought Lemus. I wish he would say what he means.
That is why, Control continued, I think we ought to try to get rid of Munt.
Why? Asked Lemus. We've got no one left in Germany to protect. You just said this yourself. Remek was the last one. Control looked at his hands for a while without speaking. Finally, he said,
That isn't quite true, but I don't think I need to tell you about it.
Lemus shrugged.
Tell me, said Control, are you tired of spying? If you are, we'll need to get a different person to do this job. What I am thinking about is not an ordinary job. We need to stop Munt's colleagues from trusting him. They have to believe that he is a traitor, that he is working for us, not them, so that they will get rid of him for us.
Lemus sat quietly, so Control went on.
What do you know about Munt?
Lemus knew quite a lot about Munt. In his mind, he saw the photograph of the East German spy in the circus's files. He saw an unfriendly face and white blonde hair.
He's 42, replied Lemus. He was born in Leipzig. He has quickly become a very important person in the East German Secret Service, and there are now two really important men, Fiedler and Munt. Munt's own colleagues hate him because he is so ruthless, and they are afraid of him.
Control nodded, and then added to what Lemus had said.
He's a killer. He was in this country 2 years ago, working for an East German company. We know that he killed two of his own agents. He nearly killed our agent, George Smiley, too. Munt isn't a real communist. He is just fighting a war, the Cold War.
Like us, said Lemus.
Control did not smile.
George Smiley knows all about what happened here, he continued. He isn't working for us any more, but I think you should talk to him. Then, why don't you stay with me for the weekend?
Thanks, I'd like to, said Lemus.
We can talk more about things then, said Control. I think you might make a lot of money from the other side. You can keep all the money you make.
Thanks, said Lemus.
Of course, you must only do the job if you want to, if you're sure that you're not burned out, added Control.
If you want to make trouble for Munt, I'll do it, said Lemus.
Do you really feel that?
Control asked.
You mustn't think you have to say that, you know. After all, we all get burned out in the end in this job. We don't hate or love anyone or anything, but we don't want there to be any more pain.
Lemus did not answer, and Control went on.
Isn't that what you thought after they killed Karl Remek? You didn't feel hate for Munt or love for Karl. You didn't feel anything. I was told that you walked all night through the streets of Berlin after they killed him. Is that right?
Yes, said Lemus, then added, I'd like to get rid of Munt. Control nodded understandingly.
Good. That's useful, he said. Now, if you meet any old friends in the circus, please don't discuss this with them.
All right, said Lemus.
In fact, continued Control, make them think that you're angry because we've behaved badly to you. You must begin to build a new life after today.
No one was surprised when Lemus did not go back to Berlin. He had failed there, and of course he was too old now to work with spies abroad. He was given an easy job in the circus's office that made payments to people working abroad. However, everyone was surprised at how quickly Lemus went downhill. He was angry about the way the circus had behaved towards him and spoke bitterly about it. He became dishonest, borrowing money from colleagues and not paying it back. At first, colleagues were kind to him, understanding that he was having a bad time at the end of his career. But he was rude to them, and he did not shave, and his clothes were dirty. So they stopped going near him. He did not seem to care. He ate alone in the dining room, and people said that he had started to drink too much. Then he disappeared from the circus. He did not say goodbye to anyone. Soon, everyone heard a story that someone had stolen money from the office where Lemus had worked. It had happened just before Lemus disappeared. People discussed it. Was Lemus a thief? For a week or two, they wondered what had happened to him and where he had gone to. But soon, he was forgotten.